This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
It's more Rahimi and Harris. No Layla Rahimi today. Don't worry, she'll be back tomorrow.
That's right. She's a big speaker today. She's on a panel for a big sports thing going on, big sports radio and TV thing put on by Barrett's.
The panel that picked the Chicago Pope, right?
That's right.
I don't know that it was that panel per se, although Cardinal Robert Prevost, now the Pope, he's taken on the name Leo the 14th, if I'm reading my Roman numerals correctly.
We all know he's Bob.
He's 69 years old. His first words at Pope, I guess when he got to the window, peace be with you. And here's the thing. He was raised in Dalton. He's South. Maybe he's a White Sox fan. That's a thing.
Oh, absolutely. I am serious. You should be throwing out the first pitch at the White Sox game. I have a feeling, will he be on the sidelines for opening night at the Bears?
Maybe he wants to know why Tim Elko is not a part of the White Sox Major League roster. Maybe he is curious as well.
I got a text from an old friend who says, Pope, oh, hold on a second. Oh, he has definitely called at least one Bears postgame show.
Because he's Bob. Bob.
Outside.
Bob from the South Side.
And by the way, people wondering, I don't know if I can properly come up with the number of Bears, because I'd like to rank people based on
number of bears.
I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, that is 4,000 Bears for the new Pope. I can't believe it.
Here we go.
I mean, it's really unbelievable. Never been a Pope from the U.S., and then it comes around, and he's from the South Side. It's beautiful. It really is.
It is. It took us all by surprise,
yes,
to say the least.
What was bigger? Derrick Rose being drafted by the Bulls, like that moment. The Bears getting Caleb Williams. Khalil Mack coming to the Bears. Or a Pope named Bob from Chicago.
I'm going to say Pope named Bob, but I'll say it wasn't the Bulls drafting Derrick Rose. It was the Bulls winning the lottery.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Was the moment, right?
That was unbelievable. You had, what, like no chance. 1.8, was it, chance or something like that? What was the percentage for Derrick Rose? Like not even 1%,
yeah,
right?
It was low.
It was ridiculously low, and they got that. But I'm just thinking about those, oh my God, moments. Pardon me, Pope.
Maybe this could be the year that the
1.7.
What was it?
1.7.
Okay.
Maybe this could be the year the Bulls also tap into some of this energy that we're talking about. Draft lottery's next week and get the number one pick again, Cooper Flagg.
Well, somebody's got to represent them, right?
And I'll talk about this. I'll talk about this next week. But I believe that is the surefire way to fix tanking.
Okay,
is just to give the Bulls the number one pick.
Can I ask you a question while we're doing this NBA stuff? I asked you off the air, but I'm going to ask you on the air.
What's on the air question?
The question is, what can Adam Silver do to make the regular season more? Because everybody is loving the NBA playoffs.
They added the in-season tournament.
Right, which... Okay.
That was like supposed to spark interest. And okay. It did to a degree.
Did
not
it? Okay.
Probably it has a small effect.
Okay.
But also just taking the chances of the end of season awards if you miss, I think it's more than 15 games. So if you got to play at least, I think you got to play 67 games.
Okay.
If you don't do that, you're ineligible for the postseason awards, which includes first team All-NBA, okay. which affects your contracts. If you were eligible to be All-NBA, but you're not. Ray, did you have a question as well?
I was going to get your attention because we have a phone call on the line right now.
What?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, man.
What do we got?
Pope Bob has called the show.
What?
Pope Bob, you there?
How you doing?
We're good.
How you doing? I'm in the Pope-mobile. This thing is sharp. I can't believe it. Everyone's waving. How you doing, Paris? How you doing, everybody?
We're good. How are you?
Hey, this is maybe the second greatest day of my life after January 26, 1986, my friend.
Oh,
this is the second greatest day when I blew off the blue and orange smoke.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from the Pope. Here's a great tweet of Pope. The Chicago, this is from Colin Witt Church. Is that somebody? Chicago got a Pope. Ready for this, Pope?
He's Witt Church.
No, hold on. Pope. Chicago got a Pope. Pope, my turn to talk. Pope.
He is the Pope. You will respect the Pope.
Pope, I talk, you talk. Got it, Pope? Chicago got a Pope before it got a QB to throw for 4,000 yards in a season.
Wow. How hey, do you feel about that, Pope? Yeah. Bob?
That's why I'm calling. I got two things I want to say, and then I got to go. It's a busy day.
I understand that.
If you put Tyson Bagent in a quarterback, you solved the 4,000-yard problem. And here's something no one's talking about. You know what I mean? The McCaskies, they're cheap. I never hear anyone talk about this.
Oh, so it's true. The Pope knows.
I mean, what are we doing? Come on. All right, I got to go. I'll hang up and listen.
We appreciate you, Pope. That's Pope Bob from the South Side.
Oh, my God.
You know, you didn't ask him if he was going to throw out the first pitch of the White Sox game.
Oh, yeah.
You missed your opportunity.
And I probably should have.
But I was just trying to say Tim Elko needs to be called up.
What?
That's what I was trying to say. In the midst of all of that.
The juxtaposition of the Pope,
the White Sox,
and Tim
are
Elko.
10-27. If the Pope can't get him called up, who can?
That's true. Yeah. At this point, as I said to Moline Haw, I think it was on the air. It's unbelievable that we've reached the Tim Elko portion of the White Sox season. Something that people weren't thinking about. Just like the Pope said, we weren't talking about that. That's a newer type of thing. But I'm glad. That I hope Tim Elko. There's no reason to think he won't eventually get called up. Do we really have to panic that he's not here at this very moment?
Have you watched a White Sox game in its entirety?
No,
because I have.
No,
yeah, we need him now, right now.
Okay, right okay. Now.
They lost 2-1 yesterday, and I saw Andrew Vaughn strike out with the game on the line, and the pitch he struck out on, it would not have been called a strike. Tim Elko, can you get a shot?
Yeah,
batting .348.
Yeah.
OPS and over 1,000, 10 home runs, 23 RBIs. Are those good
absolutely.
Enough?
Absolutely. But you did say, I asked you a question backstage before the show.
Backstage.
I love saying that. Is he striking out a lot? And you said that he is striking out a lot.
He strikes out sometimes.
And I know that's not a deal breaker, but sometimes that means, you're not ready. So
here's what I'll say. Everyone strikes out sometime.
I understand.
This year he's got 37 strikeouts. In 130 plate appearances.
Okay.
So that's more than a fourth of the time. It's about 30%.
Pretty good math by you.
It's about 30%.
Yeah.
It's about 30%.
Right. But I've just seen a lot of times a guy will not get called up because they're just striking out of time.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
There's guys on the White Sox who strike out every day.
Yeah.
And they just run right back out there.
Hey, I'm all for it. I'm not fighting against this idea.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.